Hello, friends, and welcome to a long overdue new episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate everyone who has taken the time to listen to previous episodes. It's been far too long since I've updated, but I've been up to a lot of stuff, and so I'm going to give you the rundown. The last time I did a show was all the way back in August of 2018, so it has been a solid 6 months since I've had any time to upload anything. And to say that I have or haven't had time isn't exactly accurate. There's technically always time to do it. I haven't made time to do it. And that's because I've made the decisive effort to focus on getting other work done. I recently, as some of you know, I balance between a day job and then I also do my creative work outside of that. And so in June of last year, I took on a new role. It's been going great. It's also been one of the most demanding day jobs that I've ever had. And because of that, I needed to be very purposeful of how I applied my time, because the energy and the time that I had outside of my job felt more limited. It felt like my resources were shorter. And at the same time, I did not want to lose any progress. And what I actually wanted to do was increase my momentum. In the end of 2017, so go back even further, I had an amazingly productive December. And it just came from making the conscious choice to sit down and put in the work every day. And then I had a relatively successful production-wise and everything else, 2018 up to August. And I was getting work done. I was getting artwork done. I was doing assignments for the Star Tribune here in Minnesota, and we had registered Nine Ravens as an LLC in March of 2018. And there was a lot of little things moving forward, and yet I was feeling like I was cutting myself short or even coming so close as losing my own motivation and momentum to continue. And I'm not an individual that seeks motivation from an external source. I enjoy talks. I enjoy TED Talks. I enjoy inspirational videos. I enjoy things that challenge my mind to consider my perception outside of what my normal parameters may or may not be. However, I know that to get the work done and to move myself forward, at the end of the day, that's going to fall on me. And it's not going to fall on anyone saying something sweet or nice to me or anything else. It's going to firmly rely on whether or not I'm willing to do the work. So, again, we're in June. I start the new role. Things move forward. I've been in the role for 2 months. I record the last or the most recent episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast that came out like mid-August. And then I hit a lull, and part of that was honestly just the exhaustion of the new job and trying to figure out, what are we going to do? How do I move forward? And how do I not sabotage everything that I've already been working towards? So I decided I was going to lean out. I was going to cut out extra things, and I was going to focus on just doing work. And I went into doing artwork on a children's book, which ended up being the second publication that we published through Nine Ravens. And that turned out wonderful. Really happy with the artwork. It's a different sort of style for me. I did full artwork on that, lines and colors. And we did a successful Kickstarter campaign for it. And when all the dust settled on that effort, it was a success, all things considered. And so I went from that and realized, you know, went into a show, the fall comic book shows that I typically do. And then right around the corner was November, NaNoWriMo. And I, for a long time, I had tried to understand and consider and look into, do I want to do National Novel Writing Month? And I had started a novel in 2017 and had been slowly working on it. And my editor had looked through it, and I had sort of gotten an outline in place. And I decided, you know what, for November, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to put myself at this point of expectation, and I'm going to make a point not only to do the revisions and everything for the novel, but to completely finish it. And so I went for it. And in the goal for NaNoWriMo is you want to write, I think it's like 50,000 words in the course of the month. And so I wrote and rewrote or somewhere around 70,000 words. It was like 67,000 some odd words or something like that. It was in the 60s by the end of the month. And that was awesome. And then I had to be on call for my job. And basically that lasts for a week. And then there's really no creative stuff happens during that time frame. You're at work, or you're available to return to work, one or the other. So not a lot of stuff was happening on the creative spectrum. Then so I put the book on hold and then went into December. December, I was like, man, I had such huge success in November. In December, I want to be silly and see if I just push myself artistically and see if I can pencil a 20-page story before Christmas. And the story was going to be about Santa hunting Krampus, the sort of the evil Christmas monster or whatever. And I was able to connect with my buddy James, and we collaborated on the story. Collaborated on the story, and then got that all put together. And I ended up being on call again later that month. And so I didn't get the full 25 days to do 20 pages, but I did end up penciling 16 pages in 13 days. So again, it was a really productive time frame. Then I finished out the year. The holidays came in. There was a lot of runaround, seeing friends and family, and, you know, taking advantage of that time. And then we go into 2019. And the beginning of 2019, the very, very beginning, as in like New Year's weekend, was kind of a downer, because the intention was for Tracy and I to take a trip to visit my father, and that did not happen, mainly because of financial reasons. And so we had to reschedule that, and that was a bummer. And but I didn't want to lose my momentum. Again, it's all about motivation through momentum, and momentum only happens if we're moving. Like, it only happens if we're doing the work. And so I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, well, I need to finish this novel. So I sat down and I completed the novel, and then had that done by the end of January/beginning of February. And then I gave the novel to my editor, and then I've also sent it out to beta readers. And that brings us up to essentially today, which is, I believe, the 18th of March. And beta readers have been getting back to me. The response to the book has been surprisingly positive. And I say surprising, not because I doubted myself, but because you don't know how people are going to react. And I never assume other people's positions on things. So I just remained open to the reality that, as a first-time novel writer, that these individuals who have no reason to be nice to me and are in fact being encouraged to be critical and everything else, that they would, that their honest feedback would come with a certain level of, what the hell were you thinking? And yet what it's come back with is an overarching response of, I loved reading the book. This is an awesome story. I couldn't put the book down, and I really hope you do another book. And in my humble opinion, and I could be completely wrong, but as a storyteller, that's the best feedback that you could get, is that people not only wanted to continue to read as they were reading, but they also reached the end and wanted more. So that's, and that's awesome. So right now, edits are happening. We'll do a final round of revisions, make sure all the edits are applied and in place. And then we're going to move the book forward at Nine Ravens and publish our first novel in the next month or so. That's going to be awesome. We have MSP Comic Con right around the corner, which is always a highlight of the year. Can't wait to do that show. Nine Ravens made an effort to get into larger shows this year. Admittedly, it was a bit of a risk since nobody knows who we are. So we weren't accepted. We didn't get into Seattle or C2E2 or any of the other ones that we reached out for. And that honestly is okay. We're going to keep working on our projects. Willis Nance is one of the creators with us, and he's currently working on a graphic novel. I am in at the moment. Every day after work, I'm putting in time finishing the artwork for Chapel Honor, which is the next graphic novel that I'm doing artwork for. And then I already have my next project lined up. That's actually a collaboration with the uber talented Michael May. And that is a project. I'm not going to go into too much detail about it right now, but it's super exciting. Michael May wrote the book Kill All Monsters, and that came out through IDW. He is an amazingly sweet man, super generous, hyper creative, and just a strong storyteller. Like, he gets how to make you care about what you're reading. And what's nice for me is we sat down, we collaborated on the story that I had come up with, the concept and the outline. Shared with him, this is really what I want, this is where I want to go with it, what do you think? And he immediately came back with ideas and inputs and things that pushed it further than I had it. And then I got I've received the first script from him for the first book, which is clocks in somewhere around 40 pages. So it's not going to take as long to illustrate as Chapel has. Chapel originally was somewhere around 90 pages. And I think with revisions, it's actually going to come in a little bit under that. But this next project will have a quicker turnaround art-wise, which is nice because just less pages equal faster done. But it's also a longer series. So where Chapel is planned to be three graphic novels by the time it's done. And the project with Michael May is going to be at least twice as long. So looking forward to doing that. Right now the big priority is getting the current projects on the docket done. And that primarily means finishing Chapel Honor, getting that ready for a Kickstarter campaign in the next couple months. And then finishing December Rain, getting that ready to go. We're going to do a Kickstarter campaign on that also. And that is primarily going to determine whether or not we do hardcovers, is really what that's going to determine. So if we can get a certain number of backers, then those people will get advanced copies of the book with special bonuses and everything else. But if we reach a certain dollar amount or of from backers in that campaign, then we're going to do an initial print run of limited edition hardcovers, and that's going to be super exciting. And all of that is going to take place in the next few months, and so it's not getting any slower. And the whole point of this creator journal is just to let you know that, one, I'm back, and there's going to be more podcasts, more real-time updates, and a whole lot more talking. There's going to be topical shows. There's going to be observational shows. There's going to be a whole lot of things covered where you're going to, if you're a regular listener or if you're new, you're going to be like, he really stopped talking at some point. And that, so that should be entertaining. But it's also just to encourage you, to let you know that sometimes there's a value in taking a step back, aligning yourself more appropriately to your goals, and then investing in the outcome that you truly want. And so right now, all of the creative efforts that were questionable or more goals than reality, now they're more reality than goals. And that, again, comes from doing the work. So whatever it is that you're working on, please share with me. Let me know what kind of things you have in your pipeline. Let me know if you have questions or just anything that you think I might be able to help you with. I'd be happy to cover it in the podcast, give you any information and knowledge that I can bestow, because I think that we all deserve the opportunity to create our stories and to have success. And I'd rather share that than keep it to myself. But at the same time, I hope you come back for another episode. I have no idea when I'm going to do it. I'm not going to say what my goals are in regards to the podcast. I'm just going to say that I'm back and there will be more episodes, and I look forward to you checking in when they post and letting me know what you think. So thanks for listening to the Anthony Harry podcast. This, of course, has been Anthony Harry, and I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day. Cheers, friends.